CQ is CQ is CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 26th of July 2026. Here are the main news headlines. Youth activity at the RSGB 2026 convention. Keep up to date with the Yota Camp in Austria. RSGB Club Finder back online. Are you a young radio amateur? Have you secured your RSGB convention ticket yet? This year's convention at Kent's Hill Park Conference Centre in Milton Keynes will include a wider range of youth-specific activities. This is being arranged by the RSGB Youth Committee in tandem with the main convention organising team. You'll find a youth forum with 10-minute lightning talks on youth-focused topics, as well as opportunity to share your practical projects. There'll be a youth panel discussion on how the amateur radio community can encourage and support young people coming into amateur radio. To top that off, there'll be a chance to get involved with a POTA activation and join in an informal youth dinner on the Saturday night. This is a not-to-be-missed opportunity to meet with like-minded people, develop your network and have lots of fun. If you're under 21, you'll receive free admission to the RSGB convention. Tickets do not need to be pre-booked and are given to you on the day. If you're under 16, you'll need to be accompanied by a responsible adult. If you're aged over 21, buy your ticket at rsgb.org/convention. This year's Youngsters on the Air summer camp is taking place in the Austrian Alps from the 25th of July to the 1st of August. A team of four young radio amateurs has been selected by the RSGB Youth Committee to represent the society. The group will be spending 6 days engaged with like-minded youngsters and learning more about amateur radio. They'll be taking part in a range of activities, including summits on the air and also experimenting with underground propagation. From tomorrow the 27th, you'll be able to see regular updates from the group by going to rsgb.org/YotaCamp and selecting Yota Austria 2026 from the right-hand menu. You can also see updates via the Society's Facebook, Instagram and X pages. The Club Finder on the RSGB website is now back online at rsgb.org/clubfinder. This has been completely redeveloped and now features a fully responsive layout for mobile devices, plus a much clearer and more accessible interface. Clubs are reminded to check their data and submit any required updates via their club's membership services portal or by emailing membership@rsgb.org.uk. Data in Club Finder is updated at 3:30 p.m. every Friday, so please submit details by then so they appear on the following week. RSGB members and non-members can read the report of this month's World Radio Sports Team Championship in the RSGB's August publication. The report, written by a WRTC Organising Committee member Keith Haynes, G3WRO, is available to members via Radcom and to non-members via the affiliated club's newsletter in the RSGB app. This can be viewed online on a tablet or on a mobile device. Also, you can catch up with all the WRTC live stream videos and additional contact at youtube.com/@WRTC2026. The first of this year's International Lighthouse and Lightship weekends runs from 0001 UTC on Saturday the 15th to 2400 hours UTC on Sunday the 16th of August. The event usually attracts more than 500 lighthouse entries located in over 40 countries. To register for the event and to view the list of participating stations, visit illw.net. Please send details for all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, not later than 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events, under the 2nd of August, Part 1 of the 2026 British Amateur Television Club Convention 2026 will be held at Midland Air Museum, Rowley Road in Coventry, CV34FR. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and includes show and tell, test and fix it, and bring and buy elements. There will be comprehensive test facilities available for all bands from 144 megs to 24 gigs. Non-members are welcome. More information, batc.org.uk/events. The Broadcast Engineering Museum has an open day on Sunday the 2nd of August from 11 a.m. The museum is located at 41 Capard Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough in Links, DN215XS. The museum is home to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. More information, visit becg.org.uk/events. Also on Sunday the 2nd, Finningley Amateur Radio Society Rally is taking place at the Hurst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Santoft in Doncaster, DN85SX. The doors open from 10 a.m. Entrance costs £5, under 16s will be free. More information from g0ghk.com. King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club Rally takes place on Sunday the 2nd of August at Gaywood Community Centre, Gaytown Road, King's Lynn P34EL. The doors open 9 a.m. Entrance fee is £2.50. An outdoors trader stall costs £8 and an indoor one costs £10. To book, contact rally.klarc@gmail.com or call 0770 9074 951. To celebrate, this is for special news events, to celebrate its 30th anniversary, the German DX Foundation is active with special call sign DQ30GDXF until the end of the year. QSL via OQRS Logbook of the World. Details of an award is available for working the station. Visit tinyurl.com/GDXF2026. Celebrating his 50th anniversary in amateur radio, Nick US8AR is active throughout 2026 using the call sign EM50AR. Electronic QSL cards could be downloaded from EM50AR.pp.ua. Now for the DX News, Red DL1BUG is active as TY5FR from Cotonou in West Africa until the Tuesday the 4th of August. He's operating using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World or via Red's home call. The CG2C group is active on various bands and modes from Cap Omeul and the Madeleine Islands, NA038, until Friday the 14th of August, QSL via Logbook of the World and Fox 5 Japan Yankee Delta. Now, contest news today. The 26th UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs 0800 to 1700 UTC using all modes, 5.7 to 10 gigs frequencies, exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. The RSGB IOTA contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 25th, ends 1200 UTC today the 26th, using CW and SSB on 80 and 10 meter bands, where contests are allowed the exchange of signal report, serial number and IOTA reference. Tomorrow the 27th, RSGB FT4 series contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT4 on the 10 to 10 meter bands. The exchange is your report. Is your report anything else? No, it's just what it is. On Tuesday the 28th, RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes, 2.3 to 10 gigs. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator, Saturday the 1st of August. The EU HF Championship runs from 1200 to 2359 UTC using CW and SSB on the 8 to 10 meter band. The exchange is the signal report and the last two digits of the first year you were licensed. Also, Saturday the 1st of August, the RSGB 4th 144 MHz Backpacker Contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC, all modes on the 2 meter band, exchange a signal report, serial number, locator, and your two letter postcode. Also on Saturday, The first RSGB 144 megs low power contest runs 1400 to 1800 UTC. All modes on the 2 meter band exchange a signal reports here on MLOK and your 2 letter postcode. Sunday the 2nd, RSGB 432 megs lower power contest runs 0800 to 1200 UTC. All modes on the 77s band the exchanges of signal report serial number locator and your 2 letter postcode. UK 6 metre contest summer group, I think that should be the other way around, UK 6 metre group summer marathon started on the 2nd of May, ends on Sunday the 2nd of August. Using all modes on the 6 metre band exchanges your 4 character locator. Now for the radio propagation report. They write, as we said last week, that there were no coronal holes to worry about. Yet 2 days later, a massive crack appeared in the sun, stretching over 1 million kilometres. Luckily, this didn't amount to much and it had little effect on HF propagation, but it does go to show that solar events can rapidly develop and that long-term forecasts can be tricky. The solar flux index has increased over the past week while sitting at 150 as this report was being written. As we suggested earlier, geomagnetic conditions have been quiet with the KP index generally below 3.5, which bodes well for HF. Solar conditions have been good, with only 4 M-class solar figures and no X-class of X events. Any coronal mass ejections or CMEs have been detected away from Earth. We're still in the summer doldrums, so D-layer absorption remains high and maximum usable frequencies on MUFs are generally lower than in autumn and winter. However, we do have the IOTA contest this weekend, which is a great opportunity to work some far-flung DX, so why not dust off your radio and get it on the air? With mainland Great Britain being an island, you might find you're in demand as EU005. Other DX to be worked this week includes RI0BW, the Arctic Legends IOTA, the Expedition 3B9HR from Rodriguez Island, PJ7/LA551IA from St Martin, TY5FR from Benin, E51CZZ and E51KEE on the Cook Islands, VU4R from the Andaman Islands, VP5G operating from Turks and Caicos. In this coming week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index may fall back to 125 at first and then be down to around 108. Luckily, the KP index is predicted to remain low with a predicted KP of 2, at least until the end of the month. Now for HF and up. VHF and up. There have been good examples of both Tropo and Spradiki in the last week, and there are reasons to continue with some optimism for the coming week. This is still a good period for summer Tropo, however, remember that hot days are the enemy of Tropo over land, and it tends to be sea paths that survive throughout the day, whereas land conditions have to make the best of nighttime operations. That said, the main change in the weather pattern this coming week will be that the high pressure, which has been over the Atlantic just west of Britain, shifts into the continent and eventually out of reach by the end of next week. So the message is to get into the Tropo whilst it's there and use the latter part of the week for perhaps meteor scatter, with the Delta Aquarids peaking in the coming week. There is reserved optimism for this since it's primarily a southern hemisphere event. Rain scatter has been hard to find recently but looks like making a comeback as the weather turns more unsettled, with sequences of fronts crossing the country, possibly only patchy weak fronts but still worth considering. The summer aurora prospects are staying on the marginal side, but watch out for KP index values creeping above 5 before turning your beam north. Spradiki, which is rolling along in main summer season fashion, has been very good lately and was producing a full set of bands up to 2 metres last Thursday the 23rd of July. As the weather seems a bit more unsettled, this could help with Spradiki. This could happen if the fronts move into the continent and weak jet streams and possibly thundery cold fronts create turbulence at the right sort of range over Europe. This will probably favour paths to Scandinavia and the Balkans. For EME operators, moon declination reaches minimum today, the 26th, so moon window lengths and peak moon elevations are at their lowest value. With apogee yesterday, the 25th, Path losses will decrease as the week progresses. 144 meg sky noise is high to start the week, peaking at over 2,800 Kelvin today, the 26th, before slowly decreasing in the coming week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me until next week also.